You shouldn't need a game plan just to get out of the car. Joint Relief Institute can help you. Fast, non-surgical, immediate pain relief and covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
The voice of SpongeBob, Tom Kenny. Hi, Tom.
Hello, Wendy, or should I say hello, Wendy?
You know, can I just tell you, I am so embarrassed to admit what a huge fan I am. 1999, my first son, Michael, was born, and then my second son, Dylan, came along, and we've all been watching SpongeBob together as a family since its inception.
Well, thank you, and no need to feel embarrassed. This is a safe space.
All right. Now, Tom,
your two kids.
Yes. You have been playing the voice of SpongeBob and Patchy the Pirate and Gary since 1999. That's so awesome.
Yes. It's a long time. We actually did the pilot in 1997, so it's, even though it doesn't feel that long to me, now, you as a parent, it might have felt a lot longer to you with the migraines my irritating voice was giving you,
no.
But yeah, in fact, you know what? As soon as I wrap with you today, I'm jumping on Zoom here in Chicago and recording an episode and voice directing an episode. So it's still the sponge train continues to roll on.
I love it. And not only are we all SpongeBob fans, regardless of age, you have Tom Kenny and the High Seas, and I am excited to come see you rockin' and rollin' Thursday night at Reggie's here in Chicago.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. It's a 12-piece soul band fronted by me, the SpongeBob guy. And we've been playing for quite a while, and it was formed by myself and a guy named Andy Paley, who passed away a couple of years ago of cancer, but he formed the band with me, and we just decided we wanted to do a blue-eyed soul review and started doing it. And now we play all over the place. We play at Comic-Cons and clubs and everywhere, and we've never played in Chicago before. So Reggie's offered it, and we grabbed it. So that's this Thursday, the 21st, with the great band Expo 76, great friends of ours, opening the show.
Dog Julin. I will be there to see Expo 76 as well. Will Bobcat Goldthwait be there?
He will not be in town, although he and I speak nearly every day. But yeah, it's funny. I just saw him open for Michael Shannon's REM band.
Yeah.
I think it was at the Metro. Yeah, so that was fantastic. Yeah, so yeah, Bobcat and I are in touch. We've been in touch since we were 6 years old. We met in first grade, and we played in bands together. I always played in bands. I always did music and fronted bands, and then once my stand-up career started taking up more time, and then parenting and marriage and all that stuff, it took a back seat, and then voiceover happened. So now that I'm an empty nester, I can go back to having this crazy band, and it is pretty fun and crazy. People really have a great time, and it's just a pure joyful celebration during times where I think it's needed.
Oh, totally needed. And you said blue-eyed soul, so like some Sam Cooke, Righteous Brothers. What else can we expect?
I'm wearing a Sam Cooke t-shirt right now, believe it or not.
He was
that
amazing.
Was given to me by the aforementioned Andy Paley. So yeah, it's, wow, it's full circle. Wow, this is crazy. So yes, we do a lot of Sam Cooke. We do some originals in that style. Our goal with our originals is that you not be able to tell if they were written in 1966 or 2006.
Well, I love it that, you know, a lot of people have bands, and it just makes me laugh to think of SpongeBob having a band. And I was watching video. I didn't realize that you and Patrick, I can't pronounce his real name, the guy.
Nobody can. Even he can't.
What is his name?
His name is, after years of practice, I've got it down, Bill Fagerbakke.
Yeah, I was scared to say that on the air because I'd have to hit the dump button on myself. But you guys did, you called the Super Bowl as Patrick and SpongeBob, and I watched it just before I was having you on, and that is so cool. You just were hooked up to things, and you did this on Nick. How did that work?
Yeah, it was during the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and we were in motion capture suits just in real time, and the Super Bowl was right outside the window of the room that we were in, and they just let us go. I still can't believe that they let us, that they trusted us enough to let us ad-lib in character in real time for 3 hours. And they didn't seem that worried about their zillion-dollar IP or the zillion-dollar NFL. So maybe we're more trustworthy than I realized. But it was tremendous fun, tremendously nerve-wracking, of course, and almost impossible to pee because it took you longer than the commercial break for them to get you in and out of that suit. So it's like, okay, I'll try not to hydrate too much, you know.
Yeah. Oh man, it was so funny. And 312 has just texted in, and I will let you say her name because I don't know how much you want to reveal. But a shout out to your wife. You want to mention her name? This is a grad of Chicago Kennedy High School class of 81. Go Crusaders!
Yes, I was going to get around to that, or hoping that you would lead me into it, but yeah. Lazy guy that I am. But yes, I am married, going to be 30 years this summer.
Congratulations.
Jill Talley. Yeah, thank you. Proud Kennedy grad, also longtime member of Second City there in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we met in the early 90s on a live action show that we were both actors on before I was even doing any voiceover. And you know, wound up married and adult kids now and the whole shebang. And so, yes, I kind of married Chicago. So it's been nice. We spent a lot of time here.
So what are some of your favorite places? I know we have a mutual friend, Steve Mendel, and you go to Fitzgerald's. I love that place. My son's band just played there last week. I was hoping you'd be in town. And then the Friendly Tap. There are some fun little places.
Friendly Tap, we like Simon's Tavern there.
Yeah.
The anchor of Andersonville. Yeah, there's so many great musicians in Chicago. The level of musicianship is so incredibly high. What a talent pool you folks in Chicago have. And, well, really, in terms of everything, comedy and music and everything else. So, yeah, love going to those places. And we all have our favorite haunts.
Yeah, definitely.
And Reggie's has become one of them. So, yeah, Robbie Glick, from the owner of Reggie's, saw me in there and said, hey, you have a band, you know, would you like to play here? And I'm like, yeah, let's play the small room that's like 250 capacity. And he said, no, we're gonna do the big one, 400. And I said, well, we've never played in Chicago before. I don't know. He's like, you'll be fine. So now I'm a nervous wreck. But maybe I'll try to channel that energy into my performance.
Yes, don't be nervous. I'm just glad you got the bigger room because you have to fit the 12-piece band up there, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, we're used to playing on small stages. We've gotten to know each other very intimately. We can fit on a stage that's meant for six. we climb up on each other's shoulders like a human pyramid. It's like just stack the horns. So yeah, it's a big band. It's got horns and backup singer girls and all kinds of other stuff. And it's really just feel good, celebratory rock and roll. The stuff that we like. You know, we're on a mission from God, to quote the Blues Brothers.
Yes. Are you going to pull out any SpongeBob tunes at all, do you think?
You know, I think we might.
Yeah,
you know, maybe. This band is so good and they're so adept, which, like I said, they better be if we're going to play in the big town here in Chicago. They can pretty much adapt to anything I throw at them, which is good for them because I throw a lot of weird stuff at them. It's really fun. So, yeah, so I'm just like one crazy monkey with 12 really great organ grinders.
I love it. Listeners, you can go to reggieslive.com and look for tickets for Thursday night. They're on the schedule. I have to work mornings the next day, but I am going to come out and
see
you.
I condone this.
Yeah. I'm bringing both my boys to come see you. And one of my sons asked me today, it's like, Mom, listen, I love you, but I don't listen to your radio show. Do your kids still watch SpongeBob? I know they probably did growing up.
Mine?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's funny. They're still fans, and because SpongeBob doesn't look like me, you know, they were able to maintain that distance from the character. Like, it's not like I was playing a guy that looked like Tom Kenny on a sitcom or something. So, right. So I think that was helpful. I think that was helpful. But, yeah, it's funny when I do these Comic-Cons, you know, you appear at Comic-Cons. Like, I did a C2E2 here in Chicago at the end of March. It's just incredible the love and affection and, you know, to overuse the word again, joy that I get from people that are grew up with the show that are now in their 20s, 30s, older, that just come up and go, hey, man, that was like a formative show for me and like kind of forged my sense of humor, what I think is funny. And my friends and I still speak in SpongeBob memes and make SpongeBob jokes all the time. And when I get home from a particularly crappy day at work or out in the world or whatever, SpongeBob is my comfort food. I got to decompress with some old episodes of SpongeBob. And, you know, it almost made me want to cry when people say that. And it's a pretty constant refrain of that. And, yeah, you know, you're just making these cartoons, hoping the check clears and having fun. And amazed that they're still letting you do it and that you don't have to unload trucks for a living anymore. It's just incredible the impact, the ripple effect that it's had, you know, which of course is 100% attributable to the creator, Steven Hillenburg. It was all there when he pitched the show to me before the first episode was even recorded. So it's been a really weird journey that certainly does not feel like almost 30 years.
Yeah, wow.
To me, it's incredible. It's how many people get to have that in show business, you know, a consistent job with a show that you actually like and a character that you have a functional relationship with.
Yeah,
you know,
that's...
I'm not like Captain Kirk. I'm not like William Shatner trying to get away from Captain Kirk. I love SpongeBob. You know, I like SpongeBob. We get along. So, it's kind of, again, I think the fact that it doesn't have my face is very, helps the relationship be more functional.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, every time I get new shoes and I walk somewhere where they squeak, I always think of SpongeBob.
Squeaky boots.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's so funny. Tom, I am just such a huge fan of yours, and I look forward to meeting you and definitely hearing the band live in action on Thursday night. Tom Kenny.
Well, thank you. We're gonna rock the place, and really, I always say, we're just a soundtrack for the audience's party. So we need the audience to bring the party, and we'll be their soundtrack.
Well, listeners, come on, step up to the plate. Thursday night, what time should we be there? What time does the show start?
Well, let's see. I think doors are at 7, and I think music is supposed to start at 8. The Great Expo 76 are opening, and then Tom Kenny and the High Seas are closing, and then 1 hour later, you go into your morning shift at work.
Yes. If you're still up, please feel free to...
Toothpicks in your eyes.
Yes, right. Toothpicks in the eyes. But if you're still up, feel free to call in that next morning. Tom Kenny and the High Seas. I can't wait. Go to reggieslive.com. Tickets are still available, and I'm so glad you got the big room because you're going to need it, Tom.
Oh, I'm nervous as a cat. I'm like, I hope this works, but hey, that's what keeps life exciting. You got to roll the dice.
All right. Well, tell SpongeBob we love him, okay?
Oh, he loves you back.
You're killing me. Tom, thank you so much for taking the time.
You're killing me, Smalls. Have a great day. Thanks for talking to me.
Absolutely.